The Tigers squaring off with the Orioles and fans in attendance wearing pink, honoring victims of cancer. We pick up the action in the second, 1-0 O's, Tyler Collins facing Ubaldo Jimenez.
High fly ball, center field picking up steam. Jones going back to the track, to the wall. It's gone, a home run, so long, 0-for-30.
Good way to snap it, that feels good. As I said, you want to imprint that good work you've done before the game.
Here is Castillo. There's a drive in the air to center field, sinking. That'll be a base hit. It'll get a run in. And an RBI single for Castillo, who now has 5 hits in this series. Collins, homer, and a strikeout. He flies it in the air to right field. Back to the track, to the wall. It's gone! A 3-run homer for Tyler Collins. The slump is no longer.
Now we're ready. Fulmer sense. The 2-2. Got him on the inside corner with a fastball.
What a pitch. Ha, oh, baby.
He powered him up and in. Machado waiting on another 2-2.
Did it go? Yes! Machado can't believe it, and he slams the helmet to the ground.
Tigers hang on to win at 5-4. Justin Wilson survives for his third save. Michael Fulmer his 5th win, allowing 4 runs, 3 earned over 7 innings. Tyler Collins finishes with 3 hits, 4 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. The Tigers hang on to win it. Manager Brad Ausmus spoke after the game.
Tyler Collins, you know, he had a big night offensively, of course. Fulmer did a good job. Not the best stuff, but did an outstanding job in terms of going 7 innings, giving up 4 runs. And then I was happy that Justin Wilson was able to get back out there, get in a safe situation and a tough safe situation.
You said earlier today that you like the at-bats Collins had been having despite the results not being there. What did you see from him tonight?
Well, tonight I liked the at-bats that he was having, and I also liked the results. That was basically the difference.
To see 2 balls, though, leave the park for him, one to left center, one to right, that's got to be a real good indicator for him.
Well, he's got good power. We don't, you know, he's trying to stay in the middle of the field. When he gets pull happy, that's when he gets in trouble. But he's, like I said, despite the fact that his average dropped in the low 200s, his at-bats were solid. He was hitting balls hard. They were getting caught. And today he hit balls hard that were in a spot no one could catch him.
Back to Fulmer for a moment. He gives you 7 innings, grind through against that lineup. How would you characterize the night overall from him?
I think grind is probably a good word. You know, he gutted it out despite the fact that maybe he didn't have his A stuff, but he found a way to get it done.
Especially that last at bat with Davis when he's pumping it in the upper 90s there. How impressive was that?
Well, I think he kind of knew this might be the end of the ride, so he was emptying the tank.
What about Justin Wilson? What does that do for a guy like him to come back? Same situation as last night, and you know it was a little rocky, but obviously gets a save.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's never easy when you're closing. It's never easy when you're closing a 1-run game. You have a very small margin of error, but I think it's good that he got right back on the horse and was able to get the job done. Now he can put yesterday behind him.
Especially against those guys too. I mean, you started off, you got to face Jones and Machado.
It's a good offensive club. Last 2 guys, you know, it was the heart of their lineup, Jones and Machado, and of course you had Davis standing on deck.
Tyler Collins with his first career multi-homer game. He spoke to the media afterwards.
I just love winning baseball games, and the energy in this stadium was crazy today, so really fed on that.
Earlier today, your manager said you've been having good at-bats, even though the results haven't been there. What was different for you tonight?
I got the results.
And how does that feel when you see those results?
Feels great, but like I said, like you said, it's better to win baseball games, and that's all I show up to do.
All right, another tense, close game between these two teams. I want to ask you about your starter, Michael Fulmer, who grinds through 7 innings tonight. What did you make of his performance?
Mikey's fantastic. He won an award last year for good reason. The Willies have done a fantastic job on the back end, and, you know, we couldn't be happier with where we're at.
It was a long night last night, a tough loss for your team. What does it say about you guys to respond the way you did tonight?
We're able to flush those. We're ready to come back and beat anyone any day.
Michael Fulmer picks up his 5th win of the year, allowing 4 runs, 3 earned in 7 frames.
That was that wasn't even me. That was Collins and the offense and the Wilson brothers. They did a fantastic job. You know, gotten a 1-0 hole and offense never gave up, and they're always battling back. This offense, this lineup can hit. So we're never out of the game.
What'd you make of the night that you had out there?
I feel like my stuff was good. Fastball command was good. Changeup was okay, and you know, I feel like with the fastballs, a few broken bats, a few more broken bats, that just found holes early in the game, and you can't really ask for anything more out of your pitches. So you know you're getting in on guys and getting weak contact, and they're just finding holes, and that's where that first run came from. And then you know, back-to-back mistakes to Davis and Trumbo, and cost me a couple more runs, but you know, ultimately, it's win is a win. So no matter how many runs I give up, as long as we get a W at the end of the day, it's all that matters.
When Brad came out to talk to you in the seventh, was there any doubt in your mind that you were going after Davis? Was there any thought about going around him and getting to Trumbo?
No, I told him. I told Brad before he got a word out of his mouth that I said I got him. Like I want him. So, that's just the faith that he has in me to go after Davis there. It means the world to me. So, hopefully I never let him down when he does that.
So when it's 2-0 though, I mean, your thing is I'm gonna empty the tank at this point and just.
Yeah, I figured that was my last batter, so I gave everything I had that at bat. But he said, don't give him anything good to hit. We got first base open, and that what that said to me was, we can always bring in one of the relievers. So I wouldn't got it want to, smartly pitch around him, but I wanted to go after him. So Matt called four seams up and in, and he swung at two of them. Got to a 2-2 count, and he comes out, and he wanted another four-seam fastball. And I said, well, I think the last two four-seams that he swung at were both off the plate a little bit. So I think if he sees Nolan in there, he's going to give up on it. So let's go front door sinker here. He said, I like it. So he said, just don't miss over the middle. I said, I'll get it in there for sure. And, luckily I threw that pitch exactly how I wanted to, and it froze him.
Michael, just looking big picture, I know wins and losses can be fluky stats, but this is another good game on top of another good game that's really been a really nice month and a half to start the season for you. When you kind of reflect on this lineup and the way you dealt with them, is that kind of a cherry on the top for the way the season's gone for you so far?
This lineup, it's a very good lineup. Obviously I didn't want to give up that many runs, but like I said, they hit, I feel like, every mistake that I made. So, but like I said, I thought I had my best stuff today, or close to it. I think velocity was there, location, fastball command was there. The only thing I'm worried about is the slider tonight. Last outing I didn't want to work on walks, and I didn't have any walks tonight, so that's good. I guess now I'm going to have to work on the slider and hopefully throw a few more quality sliders next time out.
What's your reaction in the ninth inning? The TV kept flashing to you, obviously, Machado striking out. Just the fact that Justin was able to close it out, you get the win, everything combined.
He's a closer for a reason. He's got great stuff, and he comes in and attacks guys and doesn't walk anybody. So, I'm happy to have him pitching that ninth inning in a close game like that.
Up next, the rubber game of the series against the Orioles on Thursday, Jordan Zimmermann against Dylan Bundy.